Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Atolabe.
Good afternoon, Zaman. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I praise the Lord. I'm well.
Fantastic. Great to hear that, Doc. Now, we are going to be continuing with our conversation from last week. I think we didn't really get time for you to cover everything. I mean, we're talking about, food allergies and how food affects the mental health. Maybe we can recap and then proceed with covering other areas.
Yes, we will recap very quickly so that we don't take too much time again.
Yes.
We'll say just one important thing, that we need to understand what food allergy is. And so when we get sick after food, or if a person tell us or something, like if there should just be any indication that we may be reacting to a food, we need to check it out.
Yeah.
Because food allergy is a serious matter. If it gets worse, it can result in difficulty breathing. We know if we can't breathe, we're dead.
Yeah, true.
It can result in the swelling of the throat, rapid or weak pulse, drop in blood pressure, reactions such as hives, itching, flushing, swelling of the face, lips, and tongue. These are life-threatening indications. Nausea, vomiting, dizziness, or fainting. And the last one that I was mentioning really is the anaphylactic shock. Lord have mercy upon me. Sometimes some words are so big you just want to call it. And then this one can really result in death very quickly.
Goodness.
When a person is going through a shock such as this, for those who know that they are allergic to something and they know they cannot totally avoid it, they carry their injection with them, epinephrine, adrenaline injection, and they administer it very, very quickly. Because if not, the person will need an ambulance that will have to be there in 2 or 3 minutes. So anaphylaxis is a serious problem, and we must seek for emergency medical care immediately. Mm. The symptoms should not reoccur, and we should do something very quickly. So sometimes, in this part of the world that we are living in Africa, many times we don't know that this is the type of thing that may have happened. We just think that, it was just some juju. I don't know what you call it in your own side, but diabolic powers. And that's what is responsible. It could be just allergy. So that is very important to keep in mind.
Yeah. Now, Doc, allergies and mental health. Quite an interesting combination there. Please do unpack this for us.
Yes, that is a serious matter. Because you see, when we become allergic to any food, we should avoid that food entirely, because it is life-threatening. And it does not matter how good the food is. The only thing is that we are so intemperate human beings that when we like something, we like to go and poke our nose and still see if we can still go around it. Because it does affect our mental health. In fact, food generally affects our mental health.
Mental health.
I'm getting ready for today's talk.
Okay.
I continue to research, because this is a topic that has been of interest to me. I teach it, I talk about it in classes, in training sections and sessions, and so on. And there's a doctor that I mentioned his name last week, Dr. Nedley.
Oh, yes, you
he
did.
Is in brain health. And I listened to a lot of his lectures, and I even have a copy of his book, which I use for lectures also. And when I listen to him on YouTube, even recent lectures and so forth, I know that definitely there is the relationship between food and mental health. Then recently, in fact, just today, I went to look again. Is there any other person talking about mental health and food and nutrition? And I found that loads and loads of individuals are talking about this.
Wow.
And even a clinical psychologist, 9 years ago, she gave this speech on TEDx, and it says the surprisingly dramatic role of nutrition in mental health.
Wow.
Yes. And I said, what? It's something that we teach and people don't listen to us. Let me say that. that when we talk about the eight laws of health, and we talk about all of these affecting the mental health and the spiritual health, I've had people tell me, even in church, what has the food got to do with my spirituality? What? Yes, it has everything to do with your spirituality, because your brain is where your spirituality lies. Your decision making is in the brain. Everything that you do in this world, any decision that you are making, and any ill health, psychosis, bipolar disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, all of these are mental health issues, all of them. And this lady that I listened to, her, Julia Rockledge, talked about how, as a clinical psychologist, and you see, I had a master's degree in clinical psychology, and I know that it was one interest of mine to really see the connection between food and emotion, food and mental health generally. And it's established. But surprisingly, the world is not taking it seriously. We go and rely on medications rather than to rely on food, nutrition. Our God is all wise. That is confirmed and confirmed and confirmed again. And look at the issue of lemon and lack of vitamin C for semen. Literature tells us that it took 200 and something plus years before they finally agreed to make sure that they have fruits on the voyages when seamen are going to sea. They were dying from just not taking citrus fruits. And immediately they began to give them citrus food. Something as small as a lime was enough to add to the diet of these seamen to keep them alive. Now, something as small as healthy, whole, fresh foods will keep our mental health at the upper level of activity. If we want our children to be smart, make sure that they are not eating Western diet. Western diet. Well, it's no more Western diet. It's all over the world now. That's what everybody is eating. Highly processed foods. Highly processed food diminishes the mental capacity of every human being.
Tell me,
I've studied.
You talk about highly processed food, and this is just a side note. In fact, I was wanting to ask this, I think, in the last couple of conversations. Highly processed food, I'm talking about now vegetarian stuff, which I believe is highly processed. You know, your vegetarian meatballs, your vegetarian sausages, etc. Are these in the category of highly processed foods as well? In my view,
absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's why some people are amazed or troubled. They said, why are these vegetarians dying like this? Well, because they are taking highly processed food. It does not matter whether they take the meat and the fish out. If the grains are still processed, if the imitation, that's the worst part of it.
Yeah.
The imitation meat are not even food. They're not food. Because they are just chemicals, synthetic items that are put together to taste like meat. Look, if you don't want to eat the meat, leave the taste.
Exactly.
Leave it alone. Or eat the meat. My dear brother, it is better to eat meat. Just get rid of the blood. That's what the Bible says you should not eat. Don't eat the blood. Get rid of the blood. Eat that meat. It is still better than to eat meat imitation. That's just the fact. Because meat imitation is not food, it's plastic.
Yeah, it's definitely plastic.
So highly processed food is the toxin that we are ingesting in our world today. And the food scientists are not helping us a lot. they're just bringing into the big stores all of these plastics for us to eat. Talk less of genetically modified organisms. That's another category of on its own. So get away from highly processed foods. These are not foods. They are actually drugs. They are poisonous. Go to healthy foods, whole, fresh foods. That's what God gave us, Genesis 1:29. Fruits, whole grains, some nuts, some seeds. Then when sin happened, he added herbs, vegetables, for the healing of the nation. So the vegetables keep us from dying quickly, because die must die is what we got. That's the verdict in the Garden of Eden. But to stay so that the effects would not be too intense and we have enough time to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ and to be able to help others also know of this more and more important information that Christ will soon come and for them to be ready, for us to be ready, our life is prolonged, but we will still die. But for it to be prolonged and for us not to be falling sick every day and miserable, eat wholesome food. So when we are talking about all these things that Dr. Nedley talks about, tryptophan, we cannot get tryptophan, we cannot get serotonin going in the brain if we don't eat plant-based diet, because our animal-based diet lack carbohydrate. Meat does not have carbohydrate at all. So when we and then the world now telling us, get rid of the carb, no carb, no carb. Hey, it is the carb that we need first, before the protein.
Hang on, because I've heard many people actually talking about a no-carb diet. Are you saying that that's actually not supposed to be the case?
At all. In fact, it is dangerous.
Wow. Okay.
And it is not possible. There is no food in nature that can be put, that you can take the carb out entirely. Except you're just going to be sucking and drinking sugar.
Wow.
Otherwise, every other thing that you eat, there's still some carbohydrate in it. Even the meat is still, you have to eat it with something. So what they do, those who don't want carb, is that they eat only eggs and meat, chicken, chicken. I had a friend, a co-worker, that went on that diet. She almost killed herself.
Oh, goodness.
Only chicken and eggs every day, so that she will not eat carb.
My goodness.
No, we can't live like that. So the moment we use that animal food to eat some other thing, there will be carbohydrates in that thing. And it is carbohydrate-based food that God gave us in the beginning. The only problem is that we process the carbohydrate and we remove all the good things from the carbohydrate, and we are left with only the powder that is left in it that has no vitamin B, especially. Our young people are having all this hyperactivity and all these mental health issues, bipolar disorder, ADHD, depression, anxiety, because of their diet. They are on corn chips, potato chips, and all these smoothies of ice cream and all the rest. That is why their brain is not functioning. There is enough evidence to show for it. So the mental health that we are facing today, which is on the rise, is because of our diet.
Yeah.
Underline it, emphasize it, bold it, whichever way. That is the reason for the poor mental health and this, and all the drugs that we give them does not help. I worked several years as a clinical psychologist.
Right.
I just got stressed out of, why am I in this thing that is not working? I'm looking at all these people. We're supposed to give them counseling, and then they give them some drugs, and then we go in and speak with them and do all the paperwork and all the rest, and they get worse and worse, and we try so they don't break our heads, and then we... You run away very quickly when you see that the situation is too dangerous and leave it to other people to do. Then you go and do something else. It's not working. The drugs are not working for mental health, but micronutrients, which can only be found when we eat wholesome, fresh foods. And if we cannot find wholesome, fresh foods on time to reverse it, then we need to take serious supplement that will replace these micronutrients, vitamins and minerals quickly to reverse mental health problems. So that is a problem.
Sure.
And the relationship between it is not fuzzy. It is clear.
Yeah. You know what, Doc? In fact, I definitely, absolutely agree with you. This needs to be underlined. This needs to be emphasized, put in bold, screamed about, etc., etc. And it's amazing how we actually affect ourselves, even mentally, because I'm actually surprised that there's this very strong connection between diet and what we eat, and rather what we eat and how it affects our mental health. Because yes, you are actually very correct that that the rise of mental health issues in our world is becoming more. And I actually didn't realize that diet would have a very strong connection with that. So my goodness, Lord help us all.
Yes.
My Lord help us
Amen,
all.
So, brother. So we've, Amen.
So
help us.
Effectively, Doc, what you're saying is that we've got to go back to basics. Effectively,
yes,
because
basics.
Yeah, because earlier you when you started, we were starting out, you saying that what used to be formerly European food, which we now eat as well as African people, is the one that actually is not so good. It reminds me of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were offered the diet at the king's table, which I would call the European food. They said, "No, man, you know what? It's okay. Let's give us the basics." They got their basics, and they were found to be 10 times in great mental health than the others.
Yes,
because that speaks to directly mental health. Wow.
Yes, absolutely. It's so thrilling. It's good news.
No, it's good news. It's
for
definitely
me,
good news.
It's good news because you don't have to wait until you get sick. Well, start eating right.
Exactly.
Get a little piece of land if you are too poor. Get a little bit of land and start putting seeds into the soil. Around put some seeds in the flower pots. Get rid of the flowers.
But it's important, you know. We may be laughing about it, but it's actually very true, because I'm trying to think that now the long term effects, Doc, before I let you go, the long term effects of eating this kind of food that affects us mentally. I'm looking at now old age people in their 70s, 75, and dementia, and all of these other mental related illnesses. Would it be because of a diet that the person has been following all their lives?
Yes, the diet is a principal part of it. Those who eat right, who eat healthy, who eat Bible based, Genesis 1:29, whole fresh foods, they don't have dementia. I've read about studies, I've seen examples of even those who have such problems that may want to come up. They get rid of it very quickly.
Wow.
It does not last long. Yes.
I think
and there is no age that is too late to start eating right to correct this problem.
True. I think that we've got to go back, even if we're struggling to go back to where we began. I think that as African people, we had African dishes that were quite, I must say, original. I mean, talking about corn, you spoke about corn earlier, and we've got other, you know, African dishes that we generally have, which we no longer, unfortunately, have these days. And I think because we've now embraced other diets from other nations, which I think become a problem for us health-wise. Man, Doc, I must thank you so much for your time. This has been a fantastic, eye-opening conversation. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you and have a wonderful Sabbath.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.